time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. We just lift our hands to the Almighty God and just begin to bless His holy name. Worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the Ancient of Days. Just begin to bless His holy name. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be magnified. There's no one like Him. He is the Ancient of Days. He has no beginning, He has no ending. He's a God, our help in ages past. Our hope for years to come. Bless His holy name. Give Him glory, give Him honor. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. It's worthy to be magnified. There's no one like Him. He's the Almighty God. There's nothing He cannot do. All power belongs to Him. He can reverse the irreversible. He's your light. Your glory, your shining. Praise Him today. Bless His name tonight. Bless His holy name. Jesus' mighty name we worship.
Amen.
I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God. I said, Father. Loud and clear. Father. Send your light into my life. And let me begin to shine. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Send your light into my life. Let me begin to shine. Almighty God. Send your light, O Lord, into my life. And let me begin to shine like never before. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
And now you lift your voice to him and say, Father, please don't let my sun set in afternoon. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Don't let my sun set in the afternoon. Don't let my sun set at midday. Let my sun shine all day long. Almighty God, be merciful unto me. Don't let my sun set. Thank you, Jesus. Ramoko Shikaranda Mahike Kero Moko Tunde Remoko Shanta Kendra Moko Ronde Remoko Ronde Ramahike Kero Moko Shikero Moko Tunda. Lord God Almighty, don't let my sun set in the afternoon. You're going to do greater things in my life than ever before. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Almighty. Ramoko Shikara Matunde Kerimakata. Lord God Almighty, blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name. Iromoko runde remoko runde ramakashikindi remoko runde ramakashata. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Now I want you to join your hands with your neighbor. And I want you to pray for the person you are holding. And say, Father, cover this your child with your glory like a blanket. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Cover this your child with your glory like a blanket. Cover your child with your glory like a blanket, so that from now on he will begin to shine for you. Cover him with your glory like a blanket. Cover him with your glory, Lord. Cover him, O Lord, with your glory, like a blanket. Cover him, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Let's go on our knees before our Maker and worship him one more time. Angels are singing, you are worthy, O Lord. Hallelujah,
Yahweh, oh Lord.
Angels are singing, Jesus,
Yahweh, oh Lord.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh, oh Lord.
And we are singing, Jesus,
Yahweh.
God says there's someone here tonight. He said you came here hungry. Not for food. Not for clothes. But for the power of God. He said, I will satisfy you.
Amen. Oni, onyo yo.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He asked me to tell you.
Oni kin sofo.
Put me first, and I will multiply your blessings.
Amen. Oni efimisha koko.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, beginning from this very night, I will begin to use you to create waves throughout the world.
Amen. lati ma se takuntaku ni gbogbo agbaye.
Hallelujah. Daddy says there's someone here tonight.
Daddy ni enikan wa ni asale yi.
He said your time for more than enough has come.
Amen. Oluwa ni akoko re. O ti to bayi fun nidi ati anito ati aniseku.
Daddy, we worship you.
Baba juba yin.
King of kings.
Oba won ba.
Lord of lords.
Oluwa oluwa.
Ancient of days.
There
I am that I am. The unchangeable Lord. The Alpha,
Alpha,
the Omega,
Omega,
the beginning,
Ibere,
the ending,
Adiopi,
the one who was,
Adidotiwa,
the one who is,
Adidowa,
the one who is to come,
Adidotimbawa,
the Almighty,
Adonu Alagbara,
Wonderful,
Adonu Iyanu,
Counselor,
Oludamoran,
Mighty God,
Adonu Alagbara,
Everlasting Father,
Adayiraye,
Prince of Peace,
Adayiraye,
Rock of Ages,
Adayiraye,
Lamb of God,
Adayiraye,
the King that is coming again.
Adayiraye, Adayiraye,
glory be to your holy name. There's no one like you. You are greater than the greatest. You are better than the best. You are richer than the richest. You are stronger than the strongest. You are older than the oldest. You are wiser than the wisest. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, do the impossible. Reverse the irreversible. Heal the sick. Set the captives free. Let there be miracles. Let there be signs. Let there be wonders. Let there be joy. Let there be major breakthroughs, Lord. Let this night be a night we will never forget. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Almighty God. And then you may please be seated. Isaiah chapter 60.
Where is Isaiah?
The Lord reminds me to pray for you and say that whatever you have done this year, you'll be able to do more next year in Jesus'
name. Amen. That means next year, you will be seeing
a
around. That means next year, you
will still be around.
That means next year, you will be
By next year, you'll be richer.
And it will
be well with you in Jesus'
name.
And for all of you who are listening by television, all over the world, those of you who are watching on the internet, the Almighty God will bless you mightily also in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 60, verse
1
to
3.
Arise. Shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
The day time mole nitori imole rede ogo oluwa si yo lara re.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
Nitori ki esi ogugu yo bo aye mole ati ogugu ogugu biribiri yo bo awon eniyan.
And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising.
Awon
When the bishop was speaking, he said that God should show us our own word in his word. I believe that Isaiah chapter 60 is the passage that God wrote for me.
Mosi gbagbo wi pe iwe Isaiah ori ogota yi ti aka yi ni Olorun ko fun mi.
He's saying that I should arise, Adeboye, arise, shine.
Oni daramola dide ki o si tan.
Because your light is come.
Nitori pe imole re dide.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon me.
Pe ogo Oluwa yo jo lara mi.
To shine means to do something excellently well.
Tititan o tumo si pe ka seun ni ona ti o pa dara julo.
When they say a student shone in the exam, it means he passed excellently well.
Nigba ta ba so pe omo akeko kan o gbade o tan ninu idanwo re.
When you say a footballer is shining, it means he is playing excellently well.
In
Daniel chapter 6 verse 1 to 3, we see Daniel shining among so many others. Because an excellent spirit was found in him. So to shine means to excel. And I decree tonight that every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Amen.
To shine means, therefore, to succeed glaringly. To succeed in a way that it cannot be hidden. On the day that David stood on the head of Goliath was on the ground. David was standing on top of him. At that moment, David began to shine in Israel.
Ni akoko yi David be si tan Israeli.
When Elijah called down fire from heaven,
in the
presence of a whole nation,
there
was no doubt any longer who is the prophet in the land. In that name that is above every other name. From this moment onward, your success will no longer be hidden.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. The Lord says, that there's someone here tonight. He said, all that murmurs and complains in your life shall come to an end today.
Amen.
To shine, it's not only to succeed glaringly,
it's
to overflow.
It's
for your blessing to overflow. Isaac overflowed in the land of the Philistines.
He
shone when darkness of famine covered the land.
He shone
He prospered so much that a whole nation noticed it.
Se ni o tesi waju to loro to be ge to je pe orilede kan foju si lara.
And they began to ask, how is your case different from our own?
Won si be si bere pe kini oro aye ti re ti yato si ti wa.
Very soon,
like
concerning somebody here tonight, Nigeria will begin to ask,
Nigeria, you better see better.
Are you the only one serving God?
Amen. Nipe abi iwa nikan le ni na to se Olorun bi
to shine.
Lati tan
means to win and win easily.
O tu mo si wi pe ki a segun ki a si segun lona to rorun.
Thank you, Father.
Baba ese o.
I told Daddy when he asked me some days ago.
And Daddy was so fun Olorun nigba ton be lowo won ni ojo mele kan seyin.
Says, son, how many people would you want me to heal on this particular Friday night?
O be lowo pe awon melo le fe ki nse ise wo so fun ni akoko ojo Friday.
It took me by surprise.
Ni o kan mi ku lojiji.
Thought for a while.
Moronu fun gba die.
Since this is the year 2009,
nigbati odun je odun 2009,
I requested that Daddy will please heal 209,000 people.
Ah, si so fun Olorun wi pe ise wo so kan o se ko je 2009.
Now he has told me just now.
Won si si so fun an baba bayi lowo yi
that the healing has started.
Wi pe ise wo so na ti bere. Amen.
Right now the healing is starting from the head.
Ni lowo lowo yi ise wo so nbere lati ori.
Is healing brains.
Ongo ise ongo opola san.
Is healing eyes.
Ongo oju san.
Is healing ears.
Ongo eti san.
The healing is on the head right now.
Ise wo so na wa ni ori bayi.
Right now, right.
Bye bye bye.
Thank you, Father.
Baba ise o.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He asked me to tell you, for the rest of your life, there will be no more negative reports.
Amen. Oh, nidi gbagbagba iroyin to lodi mo.
To shine.
Lati tan
is to win easily.
O tu mo si pe ka segun lona to rorun.
To win without a fight. Deuteronomy 28 verse 7.
Iwe Deuteronomy ori kejidinlogbon ese keje.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 7.
Iwe Deuteronomy ori kejidinlogbon ese keje.
The Lord said,
Oluwa ni so wipe,
he will cause the enemies that come against you to be smitten before your face.
Oluwa ni awon owo mu ki awon ota to ba yoju si o pe ka lu won bole ni waju re.
You won't have to fight.
Oh, ni lati jarara.
You just see your enemies falling.
O ko ma woran ti o ma ri awon ota re ti o ma subu.
He said when they come against you one way they will flee seven ways.
Oni nigba to ba yoju si o ni ona kan ona meje ni o gba sa.
Now that is shining.
Eni o tumo si pe o ntan.
And I'm saying to somebody here today, it doesn't matter how many enemies are against you up to this moment. As you begin to go back home, they begin to scatter before you.
Amen. One more to carry what you read.
To shine.
Not it on.
Thank you, Father.
Baba Jeo.
Now the healing is already going down.
Jenny, ise awosan na tin ti ori sokale si ara.
Already moving to the neck.
O tin sokale si orun.
Around the chest area now.
O ti bere si je ni bi igba aya bayi.
The Lord is healing lungs.
Oluwa n wo edo foroson.
He's healing hearts.
Awon wo kasan.
He's taking care of chest pain.
O gbogbo aya to ro ni aya to nta ni ni Olorun ti mu kuro.
Thank you, my Father.
Baba ise o.
Daddy says,
Daddy, so we pay.
That there is someone here tonight. He said, those who are seeking your destruction shall be driven back.
Amen. How they were saying
to shine
not it on.
Means to be exceptional.
What must you be atayo?
To be exceptional in gifts and talents.
Beki atayo ninu awon ebun ati talenti.
In 1 Samuel chapter 16.
Ni we Samuel kidori kerin din ni ogun.
Verse 15 to 18.
Ese ka edogun de ikeji din ni ogun.
1 Samuel 16 verse 15 to 18.
We ori da Samuel kidori kerin din logo ese ka edogun de keji din ni ogun.
David shown in singing, in playing of instruments.
Kenny David verse itan. Ninu orin kiko ati nipa lilo awon orin.
It was so good that when the king said, I need someone who can play for me, they said, we know somebody who is exceptional.
O to to be ge to je pe nigba ti oba so wi pe o nilu enikan ti o ma lu orin fohun. One that is pe David ni tori pe o tayo.
Is somebody here tonight?
And ka wa ni asale yi.
From this moment onward, your case will be exceptional.
Amen. Ọrọ aye re yo ma je ni titayo.
There's a student here tonight.
Omo ile iwe kan wa ni loni.
From this moment onward,
lati gogo yi lo,
you will surprise your professors.
Amen. Yo bere si ya won professor re lenu.
There's a minister of God here
tonight.
From now on, your anointing will begin to surprise
everybody. Amen.
There is a businessman here tonight. From now on, your success will begin to surprise everybody else. So there are various ways in which you could shine.
Opolopo awon orisi ona lo wa fun won lati tan.
You can be exceptional in gratitude.
O le tayo nipa mimore.
It is interesting.
O je on to ya lenu.
That David,
Davidi,
who shone in every sphere of life.
Eni to tan ni gbogbo awon ipele aye.
He was a king.
Ojaba.
He was a warrior.
Oja jagu.
He was a prophet.
Oja woli.
He was a musician.
Oja kori.
He was a shepherd.
Oja olufu agutan.
He shone in every facet of life.
Ni gbogbo bi to dawole ninu aye re pata lo titan.
He also shone in gratitude.
Bakana ni o tan gege bi eni to more.
Is the one who said,
oh no, let us say,
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Oni ni gbogbo igbade mi yo ma buku Oluwa.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Oni yin re yo fi gbogbo igba wa ni enu mi.
Is the one who said,
oh no, let us say,
bless the Lord.
E buku Oluwa.
Buku Oluwa.
Buku Oluwa.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
He walk on me.
And all that is within me.
Ati ogbogbo to wa ninu mi.
Bless his holy name.
E buku oruko mi mo ara.
Bless the Lord.
Be buku Oluwa.
Oh my soul.
He walk on me.
And forget not all his benefits.
Ma se gbagbe gbogbo re re.
Is the one who said,
o na le to so pe,
my heart is fixed within me.
Be okan mi ti o ti yonda ninu mi.
I will praise the Lord.
Emi yo yin Oluwa.
Is the one who said,
o le to so pe,
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever.
Emi o korin ti anu Oluwa ni gbogbo aye.
With my mouth will I make known,
pelu enu mi emi yo fi han,
his faithfulness to all generations.
Ise ododo re si gbogbo agbaye.
You can shine,
o le tan,
in gratitude.
Ninu imore.
That's one area where it is easy to beat everybody else.
E a odna kore to fi je pe o le tayo lati lu gbogbo elomiro bole.
Because many people don't want to be grateful to God.
Many people je gbogbo eyan lo fe more.
They just want to keep on complaining.
Je ni o fe ma tesi waju lati ma shawawi.
So your case can be exceptional there.
Sugbon nibi yi gan ni pele yi oro ti re yo tayo.
You can begin to show the rest of the world.
O le bere si ti gbogbo agbaye.
From now on,
let us go ilo.
That you are more grateful than anybody else.
Bi pe o more ju enikan lo.
For example,
fun apere.
Right now.
Bye.
Your hallelujah can be louder than that of anyone around you.
Hallelujah.
It is interesting that those who shine in gratitude always get more miracles than others. The leper who was grateful, not only was he healed, he was made whole. Once I discovered this secret, my life changed completely. I am constantly thanking God. That is why He keeps on doing more and more and more for
me.
So you can begin to shine in gratitude. Number two, you can begin to shine in faith. Many people don't, they claim that they believe God, but they don't really have faith. The Bible is full of examples of those who shone in faith. It talked about the woman with the issue of blood. She shone in faith by simply saying, I am not asking Jesus to pray for me. I just want to touch the hem of his garment. There was the centurion who shone in faith. Jesus was going to his house to pray for this sick fellow. And he said, you don't need to come. Send the word only. How many of you will begin to believe? That long before I finish preaching, the word of God that is coming to you will bring your healing to you.
Amen.
How many of you will believe that one?
Let me
hear your amen loud and clear. You can begin to shine in faith. Told you the story of somebody who wrote to me.
Wrote
and said, I don't need to see you. Just read my letter. I know if you read this letter, I will receive my miracle. I read the letter in the car. And I was dancing for joy. Because I know, with that kind of faith, miracles must happen. So I was not surprised when some weeks later I got another letter from the same fellow saying, I know you read my letter because I have gotten my miracle. There's somebody here today, simply because you came, you will receive your miracle also.
Amen.
You can shine in prayer. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, your time for complete testimonies has come.
Amen.
Daddy says that there is someone here tonight. He said, I will manipulate those in authority in your favor.
Amen. Oluwa ni owo sise lori awon won to wa ni ibi ijoba lati se ohun ti yo gbo oju rere ba.
I want to preach, but Daddy is speaking, so better hear from him. Now, by the way, he says the healing virtue is now working in the stomach area.
Baba so wipe agbara iwosan yi ti de o ti so de bi iku bayi.
is working on livers, working on wombs, working on kidneys, working on intestine. It's working in the stomach area right now.
Oh, jije, lori edo, lori kidney, lori ifu, lori liama, ni gbogba, yika iku, patak patak lo tin jije bayi.
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
He
said, you have known glorious days. But the Lord asked me to tell you, better days are ahead.
Amen. Amen and
amen.
Amen.
Daddy says there's someone here today.
Daddy, let go one in here.
He said, those who threw you into the den of lions will soon replace you there.
Amen. You get life, eh, Jojo? Bashipa, raw one, you was in the okening, no?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, I will restore joy and harmony to your home.
Amen. Oluwa ni o da ayo ati itura pada sinu ile re.
I don't know. Amen, amen.
Amen.
All right, now, please listen to me carefully. The Lord wants to do a great work of deliverance. And I'm going to mention some cases. There are some of them are rather scary.
The Lord
wants to help you, that's why. Someone is good, but at the end of the day, God wants to help you. And so don't come until I have mentioned all the cases. So that nobody will know which is your own case. Lord said there's a woman here tonight. He said you are responsible for the death of your first husband. And you know without any doubt that unless God intervenes, you will die before the end of this year. You know it yourself. But he said, because you are here tonight, he wants to forgive and he wants to cancel the death. That's the first one. The Lord said there's another fellow here tonight that you have this insatiable thirst for human blood. That whenever you can't find human blood from another person to drink, you even cut yourself so you can suck your own blood. The Lord asked me to call you forward so he can set you free. And then the Lord said there is a woman here tonight that when you were young, in order to prevent pregnancy, you made a charm. Now you want to be pregnant. And you don't know how to reverse the charm.
Oh, Simon, lati yi ogun yi pada.
Paul said, if you come forward tonight, he will help you reverse the charm.
Oluwa ni to ba ma jade wa ni asale yi owo ba oyi ogun yi pada.
Then the Lord said, there's someone here.
Oluwa so pe nikan wa ni yi.
That constantly you have been dreaming.
Pe nera nera lo ti lala.
Seeing yourself surrounded with feces and maggots.
Bi pe o ri ara re loju ala ti igbe ati awon idin yo yi oka.
Lord said, you yourself know that this is not a very good omen.
And Lord
said, if you come tonight, Oluwa, he will set you free.
Oluwa,
and the Lord said, there is someone here tonight.
He
said, for quite some time now, it appears as if you are about to collide with somebody invisible. The Lord asked me to tell you, if you come forward tonight, he will take care of that invisible fellow. Now, if your case falls within those five, come forward very quickly. I don't have time to waste tonight. It's almost 1 o'clock. And so if you don't come by the time I count 7, I will just continue and the rest is your own problem. But let me give a warning. Because I received a phone call from somebody about a month ago. He said, you made a special call.
I
should have come forward, but I didn't. Please pray for me now. And I told him,
Moses,
I am not the Holy Spirit. The time when the Holy Spirit wanted to do what he wanted to do, you did not come out. The time is past. And there's nothing anybody can do about it anymore. If your case is one of the five that I have mentioned, this is the time. If this time passes, even tomorrow morning will be too late. So I'm counting now. 1, 2, 3. Oh, if you thought that I imagined it, sit down, don't bother yourself. If you think this is just one of those prophets prophesying anything he likes, sit down, don't bother to
come.
But if you know that there is no way I could possibly know these things, if God has not revealed them to me, you better run forward now. 4.
Five.
And as you come, begin to cry to the Almighty God and say, Father, just have mercy on me tonight. Have mercy. Have mercy, O Lord. You know my problems and you have pick me out of this crowd. Have mercy, Lord.
Shanu bi Oluwa mo wahala mi. O le se da mi yo laarin eroyi. E shanu.
Set me free tonight.
Da mi nide ni asale yi.
I'm sorry for everything I've done wrong.
E jowo mo toro kafara lori gbogbo asise gbogbo ti mo ti se.
When I killed, I didn't know any better.
Nigba ti bo se iku pani ni, mi o ma kankan ni.
I'm not the one who wants to drink blood. It's just that I couldn't help myself. Have mercy on me. I was a fool to say that I don't want to be pregnant. Lord, have mercy. I want children now.
Baba, o pe eniyan ni mi nigbati mo so ke mi wa omo sugbon bayi olorun mo fe omo saanu fun mi.
Every plan of the enemy, Lord God Almighty, is to surround my life with corruption. Lord, help me, help me, help me.
Gbogbo ipinu awon ota lati yi aye mi po pelu idibaje baba eran mi lowo.
All those evil forces, all those invisible forces milling around me, Lord God of help me, Lord, help me, help me.
Gbogbo awon ipa okukun won ni ta ofoju ri ton yi mi po baba e da mi ni de e saanu fun mi.
Help me, help me, Almighty God.
Eran mi lowo, eran mi lowo.
Six now.
E baba yi.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
E jowo Oluwa saanu.
Have mercy on your children.
E saanu lori awon omo yin Oluwa.
Have mercy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus Christ. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
I'm going to pray for you now. Those of you who are still on the way, God sees that you are already coming, so the prayer will also reach you there. In the mighty name of Jesus. What a wonderful God you are. What a wonderful God you are. What a wonderful God you are. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Because it has pleased you to mention these special cases, please, Lord, because your children have heard and they have responded, be merciful unto them in Jesus' name. Everything they have done wrong, no matter how horrible, please forgive in Jesus' name. Every appointment with death, Lord God Almighty, postpone it in Jesus' name. And every evil force that could cause anyone to want to drink human blood, I decree that such forces will leave these children in Jesus' name. Every evil plan of the enemy to surround your children with corruption, my Father and my God, destroy the plan tonight. My Lord and my Savior, I pray that all evil forces that have shown undue interest in these your children, I decree right now that they all be bound in Jesus' name. I decree that they will lose their hold on these your children and let them go in Jesus' name. And every charm that they had made that is contrary to fruitfulness, I decree that such charms be destroyed now in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
It's done. You can go in peace now. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let the rest of us clap for the Almighty God for what he has done. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause. Look at how many people he has set free. Give the Lord a big round of applause. This is a major miracle.
Right
now. Major miracle.
Now,
because of time, I will just keep going while they go back to their seats. You can shine in prayer. Many people don't want to pray. So it's going to be easy for you to stand out if you decide to shine in prayer. All the people that you hear about in the Bible who shone, they were prayer warriors. Paul said, I pray in tongues more than ye all.
Paul
in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse
18. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 18.
Daniel was a prayer warrior.
Daniel,
he prayed for 21 days at a stretch on one occasion. You can shine in prayer. Years ago, a friend and I, we prayed continuously for 36 hours. With just short breaks to go to the toilet and come back. And I was happy. I said, I've arrived.
36
hours.
Break.
But God lost me ish. That very week, I came across a book. That told me about a man who prayed non-stop for 30 days and 30
nights.
And that challenged me, and I said, God, I will move forward. You can shine in prayer. Don't just pray for 2-3 minutes and then say you have prayed. You can shine in power. You can shine in anointing. The Bible says in Psalm 23 verse 5. He said, thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. I'm believing God for somebody here tonight. After tonight's service, you begin to shine in the power of the Almighty God.
Amen.
You can shine in holiness. You can shine in purity. While others are polluting themselves, you can make up your mind, no, I will be an example of purity, an example of holiness. Others can do it. You can tell them, no, I'm going to shine. I will show you that a true child of the living God can live a holy life. Joseph shone because he refused to yield to temptation. I remember when I was a lecturer at the University of Lagos. One day I wrote a letter. Personal letter.
Letter ti ara won.
And I wanted to take an official envelope of the university to post the letter.
Once if I fell low, he we go away to university. That if he in Russia.
And my hand refused to move.
Or was it called Latin as you?
And God spoke to me and said,
that
envelope is for official letters.
If you were not here, the university
not for your personal letters.
And I'm
talking of more than 30 years ago.
So I said to
the Almighty, God, how much is a packet of envelope? And he replied, since you know that the envelope doesn't cost much, go and buy your own. It doesn't cost much, so go and buy your own. I'm believing God for somebody here tonight. From this moment onward, your holiness, your purity will be glaring to everybody.
Amen. Amen and
amen.
Amen.
By now, the healing virtue has gone all the way down. It's already taking care of your legs, your everything from head to toe. The anointing is covering that right now.
Bye. If I'm wrong, you don't check your words or ye. Oh, the dear Telese. That you are buried, dear Telese.
Lord said there's someone here tonight.
He
asked me to tell you, you will never lose control again.
Amen. Oni o ni padanu edari ara re mo yoruko Jesus.
Hallelujah. The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
He
asked me to tell you. He said, be assured.
Oni mo fi da oloju.
You will be triumphant.
Amen. Oni ota o yege.
Daddy says there's someone here tonight.
Ulaleni kwa ni ni ashalei.
He said the key is already in the lock.
Oni kokoro no artificial nu leku.
Your door is about to open.
Amen.
So when we say shine, you can shine in several things.
Shine
in gratitude. You can shine in prayer. You can shine in anointing. You can shine in purity. And you can shine in obedience. See, the areas where shining comes is the area where others have problems. The stars come out at night. It is when darkness covers the ground that people will notice stars.
Majority
of people don't want to obey God. So you can shine in obedience. Your obedience can mark you out from other people. Occasionally, God asks somebody to do something that may appear foolish. But if you obey Him completely according to His word,
it
will cause you to shine. For example, if you read Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 to 20, God said to Joshua, Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 to 20, He said, tell your people to go around the wall of Jericho once every day for 6 days.
ko awon ogun re ati gbogbo eyan re parapata ki esi yi oni jerikoko ni eko lojumo ni ojo mefa.
On the seventh day, go around seven times.
When you are talking why you
throughout the period, don't say a word. But on the seventh day, shout. That's not how to fight wars. Soldiers just going around war like dumb people. That's not how to do things, oh God. But because they did what God asked them to do, they had a great victory. The victory of somebody is going to be great tonight.
Amen.
Now you have a rough idea of shy. I know I rushed a bit, but it's because I'm trying to.
At the best, in Kati, Tita Tumas, right to repay and Yarakani.
Then what do you mean by arise?
Kino Tumas, Becadi,
because arise and shine.
To the Bonico, the day, Ki Osita.
Arise simply means get up.
Did it, Tumas, Ipe, Konaro?
Spring into action.
Sharp, Bossy, you share?
Begin to put into action what you already know. Thank God the bishop had already given a beautiful lecture on that. Nothing happens except somebody makes it happen. Or put another way, nothing works except somebody walks it. Your talent, no matter how great, will remain dormant unless you use it. You will not get anything from God if you are a hearer only and not a doer of the word.
Oh, ni ronko ngba lododo Olorun to ba je pe olugbo nikan ni o ti o ki se olusi oro re.
If he says give and you shall be given,
to ba so wi pe fifun ni a o si fifun o,
and you refuse to give,
ti o si ko lati fifun ni,
you will not receive.
Laye o ni ri nkan kan gba.
If he says pay your tithe,
so ba so pe ko so en da me wa re,
I will open the windows of heaven over you,
we o si si fere si orun sile ni ori re,
and you say don't mind him,
so ba so pe bikita,
no problem,
ko si wahala,
he will close his heaven and you will retain your tithe.
Oh yo si ti orun lori re, o si di ida mewa re mu.
If you are not willing to go into action,
to ba pinu lati bo si oju ise,
nobody will see your light.
Ko si enikeni ti o ri imole aye re.
I'm praying for everybody here tonight,
mo gbadura fun gbogbo te wa ni ni asale,
that the grace to be a doer of the word,
ori ofe lati je olusi oro na,
God will give it to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let
me share just one more thing with you, and I will get out of the way because I know God is very anxious to bless
you.
Everyone in the scriptures that shone brilliantly,
I want you to
walk by one big principle. And if you don't remember any of that, remember this
one.
Fortunately, the bishop had already said something along that line. He didn't see my notes, I didn't see his own. Nobody can shine without light.
Kò sẹ́nikẹ́ni tí ó lè tàn láìsí ìmọ́lẹ̀.
There is no light without fire.
Kò sí àkìsí rí a ìmọ́lẹ̀ láìsí iná.
You might not see it, but inside the globe there is something that is burning.
Ó ṣe é ṣe fún wa láti má rí nǹkan tó wà lókè yìí, ṣùgbọ́n nínú globe lọ́hùn, nǹkan kan wà tó ń jó lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́.
There will be no light without fire.
Ìmọ́lẹ̀ kankan ò lè yọ láìsí iná.
And there can be no fire without fuel.
Kò sì lè sí iná kan láìsí epo tí a tó ń jóná.
No fuel, no fire.
Kò sí epo, kò sí iná.
Means no fuel, no light.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé kò sí epo, kò sí ìmọ́lẹ̀.
If all of a sudden now the diesel in the generator working there should dry up, every place here will go into darkness immediately.
Bó bá ṣẹlẹ̀ lójijì báyìí pé epo tó wà nínú generator tó wà lọ́hùn ni kó tó bá gbẹ, gbogbo ibi tí a wà yìí dé òṣogùgù.
Everyone who wants to shine,
gbogbo àwọn wọ̀nyí tó fẹ́ tàn,
has to pay for shining.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ ní ìdíyelé tó ń san lórí títàn.
Shining does not come free.
Títàn yìí kan kì í ṣe ohun tí à ń rí lọ́wọ́ ọgbẹ̀fẹ́.
Diesel cost money.
Diesel kọ́ owó la fi ń rà.
The Bible said, in Genesis 26, verse 1 to 14, that there was famine in the land. And Isaac sowed in that land. And by the end of the year, he began to shine among the nations. In 2 Chronicles chapter
1,
verse 6 to 12, Solomon shone above all kings before him and after him.
Solomon itan ju gbogbo awon oba to saju ati to wa leyin re
lo. Because he sowed a seed.
Nitori pe o furugbin.
He did something that nobody had done before. And so he became what nobody had ever become before. Take my advice. Because of the great